difference this time, though, is the patients are not showing up with the same acuity. I mean, in terms of large numbers of them, we have very few patients who are on ventilators. That's a good thing. The way the disease is showing up in at least the patients we're seeing here at St. Luke's is not quite as severe as it was this spring. But certainly they're still hospitalized. So, I mean, it's serious. I don't want to downplay that. I mean, it's serious. They're in the hospital and, you know, at least a third of our patients are ICU level care.
Why do you think we're seeing this new surge of patients in the last several weeks? Is there something that you can maybe contribute that to?
I don't pretend to have any inside knowledge, but just my own observations and looking at how schools and activities, and I think what we were experiencing in the spring where we had these hot spots of workplaces that were clearly centers of spread, now it seems like it's more community-wide where you don't have like, you know, 10, 12, 15 people all coming from the same source. This is just really widespread. And from my perspective, it's just general community spread, people, you know, living their lives and virus getting passed around.
How are your medical experts, your medical providers, doctors, nurses, and staff, how are they handling this? Because this has been several months of intense care that they've been providing. I know there was a lull a little bit during the summer and it's picked up again, but how are they doing with all of this?
Well, it's a primary concern. And fortunately, we did, you know, have several weeks over the summer where we did not have nearly this kind of number. So I said we got as low as 2, and we went for weeks that we were in single digits. So, you know, there was some time, you know, for people to get back to a little bit of normalcy. But it's, you know, it's concerning. It's scary now to be back up there. And, you know, everyone, you know, they step up, they do their job. But when you start to go, you know, weeks, you know, several weeks where you're dealing with a high census of COVID patients, it's challenging because COVID patients make us less efficient in terms of there's many extra steps in terms of caring for these patients to protect staff, to protect other patients. So it adds a lot of extra steps and a certain amount of stress. So it's concerning. I mean, they're holding up and we try to give them, you know, as much support as we can in terms of being here and managing, you know, their workload, but they are putting in a lot of hours.
Now I know as we're heading into the flu season, I would assume that puts a whole new level of concern for you.
Yeah, that's true because, you know, then you've got patients that are showing up with symptoms and trying to sort whether or not the symptoms they're demonstrating, is it more COVID-like or is it more normal influenza-like? And you know, we're obviously promoting great importance, the need for everyone to get a flu shot. Get your flu shot. That's you know, wear a mask and get your flu shot. Those are probably the two most important things anyone can do to protect themselves, their family, and the community.
That's what I was going to say, and you've already answered this. What kind of advice would you give people here in Siouxland? I know, you know, mask wearing has become so politicized. Do you see the impact of people wearing masks? I mean, do you believe as a medical provider that it is reducing the amount of spread that we're seeing in our community?
And I'm not a public health expert, but obviously working in the industry, I, you know, have lots of years of observation and, you know, we're 6 months into the COVID process. I personally believe, you know, the best option is to wear a mask when you're out in public places where you're going to come across other people within, you know, if you can't be socially separated, you know, wear a mask. I don't know if in every situation it's going to protect or not, but my feeling is why take the chance? Why not wear the mask, take that extra level of safety and be secure? I mean, it's hard. No one likes to be told what to do. I equate it to seatbelts. Think of the, you know, the years and years that we went as a society trying to enforce the seatbelt use. Now it's commonplace. Nobody thinks anything of it wearing a seatbelt. And, you know, that's kind of where we're at with masks right now. But it's such a new phenomenon that, you know, people just aren't used to being told or expected to do it. But bottom line is, it's a pretty innocuous thing to have to do to have a level of safety and give others around you a feeling of caution. And, you know, just it's just less stressful, I think, when people are wearing masks and they can be out and be living their lives, but yet have a mask on.